Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to the Iowa Ed Chat mini podcast recap of the week. We are back to discuss gearing up for the 2018-2019 school year. This is Dan Butler, and I am going to be joined by Andrea Townsley and Nick Duffy tonight as we recap the weekly Iowa Educational Chat hosted on Twitter. We will point you in the direction of tonight's Twitter chat archive to continue the conversation and reflection. You can find the archive capturing all of the tweets, resources, and ideas shared at tinyurl.com/IAEdChatJuly29. As I mentioned, our topic tonight was gearing up for the new year, as we had a conversation about the approaching school year and what we can do to get ourselves ready to roll. Tonight's conversation was lively and it was engaging. We are going to highlight a few of the big takeaways from the chat in the next couple of minutes. It is now time for me to hand things off to Andrea Townsley, who will share a few of her thoughts from tonight's exchange.
Thanks, Dan. I'm going to go ahead and take question two from the awesome chat that we had tonight. It was great seeing so many familiar faces that we haven't seen in a while, and a lot of really brand new people to the chat world. So it was really cool seeing all of the fresh faces and ones we haven't seen in a while. Question two, we asked, we often talk about what we are going to start doing to increase impact on students. What are you going to stop doing this year to increase your impact? And a lot of our participants talked about staying positive, trying to balance more, less worrying about things that really aren't within our locus of control, and less negativity. And a couple of ones that I felt like really nailed it were the following tweets. Ryan Hewells said that he pledges to not accept the status quo, whether it is innovation, student progress, or sustained success. We can always do better for kids. Jovi Stickle said that he's going to stop using my time at the end of the day to button things up for tomorrow and focus more energy on students for the first 20 minutes that school is out. So a student-centered focus for that tweet as well. Anna Yupa says that she's going to stop living such an unbalanced life by working on balancing my time and energy to be more effective for my family at school and her family at home. She's had a great start this month, and that's really great to hear, Anna. And then the last one I wanted to highlight was Megan Blakely. She says she's going to stop passing up opportunities to talk with parents about the great things their students are doing. She often thinks that she should call, but she doesn't follow through, and she is going to stop not following through. I really love the contagious enthusiasm that came along with this question. I have no fears that we won't be successful at all these things that we're going to stop doing. We can do this. I'm going to pass it over to Nick.
Thank you, Andrea. Looking at question three tonight, we asked, when you think about approaching a new school year, what excites you most? Anthony Golding said, I'm excited by the clean slate we have. We can learn from our past mistakes and impact a new group of kids. Clay Harold shared the general excitement that comes with a new school year. For so many students, school is the best place they have, a comfort zone. The students really want to get back at it, and so am I. Megan Blakely wrote, I'm most excited about telling students about all the greatness that they already possess. I can't wait to interact positively with kids and be someone who they can count on to be there for them and help them have an amazing year. And John Bartlett simply said, the endless possibilities. The start of each new school year is thrilling. There are few, if any, careers like ours where you get to have a rhythm that allows for beginnings and ends that are pretty clear. Like our various participants said tonight, each new year is full of opportunity. It's a chance to build relationships. The slate is clean, and we get to inspire a new group of students and connect more deeply with students we already know. Like was mentioned earlier, it's also a chance to learn from mistakes, which is an awesome opportunity to be increasingly effective. The answers we saw through tonight's chat really speak to the heart of what educators are about, and especially within this question. We take so seriously our work, and what we are so excited about once August arrives is not setting up classrooms or making bulletin boards or experiencing professional development. Those are all great, necessary elements of back to school. But what educators are truly, truly thrilled about is getting back to work with kids and their colleagues and doing amazing things every single day for every single kid. I think that's what was shining through tonight's discussion, was the energy and excitement and dedication and really the passion we have for this work in which we engage. I'm going to let Dan wrap up our thoughts.
Thank you very much, Andrea, Nick, and company for your thoughts, reflections, and takeaways. Question 5 had us talking about worries and fears, as we asked, what worries or fears do you have about the approaching school year? How will you overcome them? There were 3 tweets that I really enjoyed, and I'm going to kick this off with John Bartlett. And John said, making sure I'm focused on what is essential. This can be done by dedicating time to only a few priorities instead of many at once. It's kind of like buttering a slice of bread instead of the whole loaf. Danny Kramer tweeted, I'm always worried about not being able to help all teachers. I plan to keep data on my coaching and who I'm spending time with to try to serve all teachers. Great plan for Danny, as she is an instructional coach within her role. And then finally, Mike Roberts said, I'm worried that there will be students that I just don't reach. I'll try to overcome this by personalizing the learning in my class and by getting to know my students as people rather than as simply students. Great advice and just some really great thoughts and real talk within the Iowa Ed Chat conversation this evening. My take on this question is very short and sweet. We just need to do the best that we can each day, and we need to be okay with that. The fears that we have and the worries that we have are real, but at the end of the day, we simply need to show up, do the best that we can, and go home and be okay with that each and every day for our students. Thank you for tuning in this evening and following our podcast. We really do appreciate it. Tonight's Twitter chat archive can once again be found at tinyurl.com/IAEdChatJuly29. You can also check out our website to find all of our past archives, live shows, podcasts, and our contact information. The site address for that is tinyurl.com/IAEdChat. And subscribe to this podcast. You can check us out on Spotify, on Podomatic, or on iTunes. We are hanging out on all of those platforms. We would love your feedback. If you're feeling really ambitious, give us a rating. We would love to hear what you have to say about our show. We are going to be back next week with another great topic. And also, we will be coming to you live from the School Administrators of Iowa Conference with a special Iowa Ed Chat live show. That will be Wednesday, August 8th at 8 o'clock a.m. until 8:45 from the School Administrators of Iowa Conference, welcoming on a couple of educational leaders within the field. Should be a great time. Until next time, be the change. Good night, everyone.